Good morning, good morning. How is everybody on this crisp fall Monday morning? I hope all is well with you guys. As for me, I'm doing pretty great. I want to thank you for tuning in to Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Air. This is Luna with this week's horoscopes for all. Let's find out what astrology has in store for us this week. Starting off with Aries. Although the full moon falls into the air sign of Gemini, we just entered Sagittarius season, which is another fire sign like you. This means you will be one of the signs to feel its energy the strongest. There are decisions coming up about not who you are and who you want to be. What do you want to be known for? Are you focusing on those things and the people that help or hinder those? You have no problem plowing ahead, but sometimes you tend to regret decisions made too quickly. This year, you've had to pause longer than usual, thanks to Mars retrograde in your sign. But now, this moon and Venus are asking you to step up and own who you are. More than likely, Uranus is going to force your hand either way. Taurus. Uranus entered your sign a little over a year ago for his brand new 7-year cycle. But the difference with Uranus in your sign, Taurus, is that anything he destroys is rebuilt even stronger. While you may still see unexpected breakups or breakthroughs, they are all for a stable purpose. Because Uranus is configuring heavily into this eclipse, you'll feel this all the way down to the most tender parts of your life. Have you asked yourself recently if what you're watering is growing? Is all the work you're doing actually working? This is a time for new beginnings, but it's also a time for truth. Sometimes that can be difficult, especially if it's messy, as you tend to only want to see the good. But take off those rose-colored glasses and don't be afraid to get a little dirty for what matters most to you. You'll be grateful you did. Gemini, this full moon may be all about you, but that doesn't mean you're going to get a free pass from the work that is asked of you. Reflect back strongly on what was going on at the end of May. These are clues as to what will be coming back up for your decisions. There are always two sides to everything. Two sides to a story, two sides to a person, two sides to a decision. And while it's not about one being right or wrong, it's making sure that whichever we decide upon is based upon our truth. Truth is something Gemini gets foggy on, as you like to sometimes believe you are never the problem and it's everyone else that's crazy. But you have to step into that ownership and accountability for self and clearly look at how your actions affect the situation around you. The best choice is to make is always the one that helps you become your best self. Cancer. It's been a year full of feelings and emotions and having to stay home. At first, it sounds like an ideal situation for Cancer, who tend to be home by the introverts. But that's only true if home is someplace that actually feels like home. From May until now, You've been thinking about the choices that are coming up in terms of your home and family, or even how you define what that means. It's not enough to just listen to what others tell you to expect, because it doesn't mean it will be fulfilling. For you, however, even though this eclipse will be powerful, this is not your moment of action or fruition. You will have some deep realizations and powerful truths to push towards the decision your heart has already made. But that point of seeing what all this means won't come until the final Cancer moon at the end of December. Until then, keep your eyes open and ask the question of others and yourself that you're usually too scared to ask. Leo. As a fire sign, Leo, you will feel the urgency of this eclipse almost as strongly as Sagittarius. But for you, this lunar eclipse in Gemini asks you to make hard and fast decisions about the truth of what you feel. This is not necessarily your forte. Even though you've known for following your heart, it's not always based in stable emotions, but often more fleeting. Well, that was before this year. During the past few months, especially since those double Cancer new moons this summer, you've really been asked to step deeply into your feelings, beyond what is convenient and into what is real. It's time to learn these lessons. Otherwise, you will have no one to blame for your unhappiness but you. While getting comfortable in your real feelings is a big part of this, another is you allowing yourself to dream a new dream, to let go of what you thought normal was on how you had to live, and instead give yourself permission to have it all. Virgo. Even though this lunar eclipse doesn't hit on any obvious spots that connect with you, it's more about how it's affecting your path and that of those around you. You've been challenged this year to trust people and let go of the need to control the situation. There have been a lot of lessons on what it means to release the need to have everything go a certain way, and instead follow the situation to show you what it's meant to be. It's not a one-time thing, but a continual reminder that there is no point in pushing your own agenda, because then we don't get to see what people do naturally if we don't push. Sagittarius season is always sometimes rough because it brings up a lot of inconvenient emotions that you tend to stuff down. But with Venus in that deep water sign and the eclipse, you're not getting out of this without major changes to your life. Reflect on the path you've taken for your life. When have things worked the best? When have they been the most challenging? What prevents you from trusting that the right people will show up for you at the right time, regardless of what you do or don't do? Then be prepared for the unexpected, because it's likely all you learned will now come back up in the form of a test from the universe. Libra. As an air sign, Libra, you're ready to make the most of this eclipse. Your mind has been increasing in its activity the closer we've gotten to this event, and at this point, you're almost giddy with anticipation that something is about to change. You can feel it. A big part of this is the energy you've already put into changing things this year. But the other part is that you're also ready to let go of what is holding you down. The past month or so, thanks to Mercury and Venus, stint through your sign, you've been more aware of what balance truly is and the part you can play and the creation of destruction of it. Sometimes it's not the idea of balance, but the one of fairness that seems to cause issues when you're asked to make decisions or choices in your life. But when we place ourselves at the center of our own life, building those pieces around us, we see that it doesn't matter if something is fair for another, if it's us who is missing our out. Ooh, sorry. Let me read that again. But when we place ourselves at the center of our own life, building those pieces around us, we see that it doesn't matter if something is fair for another, if it's us who is missing out. Lean into what requires your attention during this full moon, because you're learning that it's better to let fate find you than for you to exhaust yourself trying to create it. Relax and trust, which are both hard concepts for you, but are so very important. Scorpio, you're ready for whatever or whenever it strikes. Intense is your middle name. After moving through your own season and with Venus filling your sign, you are feeling in touch with your truth, ready to shout it to the world or silently whisper it to those closest to you, whichever makes the biggest splash. You tend to always know your own truth, but what holds you back is the what if situations that play the darkest corners of your mind. Part of your truth is recognizing what is fear versus what is an actual feeling based in realness. We all have doubts. We all have fears that sometimes threaten our happiness, but it doesn't make it true. Sometimes you live in an intense and dark place that is hard to realize these aren't a necessary part of your truth. You have been learning this by slowly turning away and rejecting those thoughts or words of others that don't resonate with you and who you truly are. This moon is all about you turning towards yourself and then making the choice you feel deeply about. Sagittarius. It's your season, Sagittarius, which means it's all about your own personal new year and also making those brand new plans for your life. You hate to stay in one place too long, especially if it feels like it's constricting you or making it difficult to be yourself. But to have both eclipses in your season, it's not just going to be big, it's going to really matter. With this lunar eclipse going back to May 22nd, reflect to the choices that were on your mind then as options, because now is the time that clarity arrives right on time. There is a pressing reason why you can no longer stay where you are. Just because you have your moment of insight doesn't mean you can run in the direction of your soul during this moon. But it opens a two-week window leading up to the solar eclipse in your sign on December 14th, which will result in you living an entirely different life than you thought. And isn't that great? Isn't it great that you grew in all the areas you never could have imagined, and that life has turned out far better than you planned? Capricorn, where are you still hanging on? What are you refusing to let go of? The reason this matters is because this eclipse cycle will ask you to decide once and for all and to release whatever is no longer working. In just a few weeks, both Saturn and Jupiter are leaving your sign and moving into Aquarius, which will end up removing what you've been trying to hang on to, whether you want it to or not. Now is the time for it to happen the way you want, to have some sort of control in how you move on or how you say goodbye, because if you don't, the universe will. Sometimes we hang on to something, not because we really want it, but because we're scared of what will happen if we let go. Know that it's safe to let go, Capricorn. This is your mantra for this moon. It's safe to let go. In doing that, you only find what is meant to stay. A brand new era is beginning. So trust that you're ready for it. Aquarius. It's almost your time to shine, Aquarius. Now, you just need to figure out which path is your truth and which is the past coming back in a different form to test you. It may sound daunting, but it's also the last stop on this track of growth that you've been on this year, preparing you for what is coming in 2021. Both Saturn and Jupiter are moving into your sign next month. In just a few weeks, it will expand your life, your love life, and any possibilities that have been lingering on the horizon. Now, you just need to make sure you're living from your truth. Your actual truth, not the one you thought or that others told you was the case. This is the truth that beats just below the surface, asking for you to acknowledge it as much as your sense of independence and freedom. Because for you, the lesson you've learned this year is you never need to choose. And when you don't have to choose between what you want and what you need, you get both. Pisces. Scorpio season has left you stripped of everything you used to keep yourself safe, but which you no longer needed. It feels a little bare to be your real self, right? But you can trust that because you're ready for what is to come. Deep down, you know this was a year in which everything was going to change. And as you're nearing the end of it, you know it's just a matter of time before it does. Change can be scary, but so can living the life you've always dreamed of. But you've spent your whole life swimming to this very spot. You don't need to escape now. You won't get out of having to decide either, especially because you're the only other sign in the zodiac that represents duality, like Gemini. This time, you're deciding to simply choose what has already chosen you and to trust that where you are is not only where you're meant to be, but where you've dreamed of. Whoo, boy! That was a horoscope for you, wasn't it? Well, we all have a lot to look forward to this week and in the coming month. The truth. It's all about your truth, my truth. I want to thank you all for listening to Luna here at Leo Love Affairs Queens Radio on Anchor. As always, peace and blessings.